I don't have a poem about Antietam, but Dave Smith told you I was going to read one, so I heard they wrote one in the men's room during the intermission. We'll see how it goes. It's called After Antietam. We had two enlightening panels yesterday and today. Yesterday's consisted of me and Dave Smith and Bill Matthews and Steve Dunn. And we had a lot of interesting questions to which we gave all of the right answers. Today's panel gave the other answers. One of the questions was about form, and you're probably familiar with an old comment that Frost made, that when you're writing a poem, it's the furthest thing from your mind, but when it's over, that's all you can talk about. This poem, being over, all I can tell you about it is that it begins in long lines of free verse, which are bringing in a variety of material to the poem, and they move toward a middle stanza, 14 lines of blank verse, a regular meter but no rhyme, and the final stanza of the poem is in a favorite ornate form, the Petrarchan sonnet, regular meter and an elaborate Italian rhyme scheme. The reason for that is, to my mind, it's about how the mind makes history and memory out of the raw material, and in doing that makes something other than what happened. After Antietam. The breeze rises, loud off the crisp grass. The lame in the field scream prayers and wait for the bearers, the kindly, the careful, arriving now. The deserters crawl in the long grass. Upstream, McClellan's pursuit hesitates. His delay, his bloodless pause, spares Hood's hard-marched, bone-lean forces and Lee's. Like rumor, the ghosts of these troop off south. Rewarded with whiskey, Colonel Ferrero's thirsty 51st drink happily. Lie on. By the Dunker Church in the smoking grove with Lady Jane, the regiment's laughingstock. Autumn in the mauve wood, the farm girls will rein in and sit their mounts silent. The ponies lap and blow at the shallow stream. Sunny hills swell. A detail slips through the ripe corn, fetching out the shattered horses. In pens, the swine are full for the harvest butchering and the temperate feasts. These wait, and again, all wait. My love, lie in the day with me. To the shade and hour of a sane order, when flesh and flesh breed history, word of this act. Rodman slain, his men safe, dry, Burnside baffled, cautious McClellan wary, and loving the men walking in at dusk from the blue copse. Their dragging, piling motion, orderly clearing cornfield and hayfield of the carcasses of cavalry, wheel, and pack horses. Arranging memory on the green valley. Late September, down the valley, the wind smolders the sweet, greasy smoke of the torched horses, the wind black, the gristle popping. Arm turned in arm, my love, lie on with me, as the gusty November snow settles uneasy against the scattered nettles, across the black hay, the scorched timothy. Silent as dormant limbs, as the seasons freeze terrain north to Pennsylvania's hills. At thaw, the seed distending in the soil sprouts rapid pasture, green to a weak sun. Out of May, the copper stream rills under the fume of lilac blooming, the arched stone bridge, the stand of poplar saplings, rises to the oriole. Into the summer, leaning warm, lie on with me, my love, low springs the wind, tall grow the raving grasses.